content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. This is Karen Edwards for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Modern Maturity. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from various sources, AARP, the magazine, and the bulletin. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. So let's begin with a couple of odd articles from the AARP, the magazine, or little short tidbits. We'll start with Upfront, the A-list, six surprising things about Joan Chen. One, born in China, she was scouted for her first movie thanks to her rifle skills. They picked me out of my high school rifle team because the character was a girl fighter and I was relatively sturdier and darker and resembled a country girl who could fight. Two, she won Best Actress in China at age 19 for 1979's The Little Flower. That film basically catapulted me into being the star of an era. An entire generation in China, even at my age now, still calls me Little Flower. Coming to America was like landing on the moon. It was the most exciting thing that anyone could think of, to go abroad because we grew up in a very closed society. When I arrived in 1981, I had to start from zero, the language, culture, everything. I didn't even know what an agent was because in China, jobs were assigned to me. The Oscar-winning film The Last Emperor, 1987, launched her to stardom in America. I had made many movies before that, but had never experienced the scale of that set. Thousands of People's Liberation Army soldiers had their heads shaved and became extras inside the Forbidden City, which was closed for our shoot. That had never happened before, nor would it ever happen again. Her Twin Peaks character was originally written for Isabella Rossellini. Back then, parts for someone like me were so few. It was my great fortune that David Lynch decided I could be Josie Packard. I was lucky. She visits China several times a year. My 94-year-old father lives in Shanghai, and I published a book last year and have been doing book tours in China. Right now, the China-U.S. relationship is kind of tense, so it's good to show we are all people who have the same aspirations and dreams for our children and ourselves. And this article was as told to Rebecca's son. Joan Chen, 64, won AARP Movies for Grown-Ups Best Supporting Actress Award in 2025 for her turn in Dee Dee. Her latest film is Amazon MGM's Christmas comedy, Oh, What Fun, starring Michelle Pfeiffer. Now, under the heading of Upfront Go, we have TV while traveling. These days, you might need to log in to watch your shows in a hotel room. Hotel room TVs used to be so easy. Turn on the set, flip through channels, watch. But the rise of streaming services is making in-room entertainment more complicated. To watch what appeals to you, you might need to log in to your own accounts. Remember your passwords. Viewers often forget them because they are continuously logged in at home. Memorize or write down passwords before you go on your trip. Log in on the TV. The hotel TV may have built-in apps for streaming services or use a setup box. Using the remote control, select a service and log in. You might need to use your phone to scan a QR code that comes up on the screen and then verify your account. Log out before checkout. On the checkout day, the TV should reset, wiping clean all account information. We're contractually obligated to do that with the Netflixes of the world, said Scott Hansen, a hospitality operations executive who spent 22 years with Marriott. But it's still a good idea to log out for your peace of mind. But what if the hotel TV doesn't support the streaming service you want to watch? There are a couple of other options. Casting. Some hotel chains have sets that let you wirelessly play what's on your phone, tablet, or laptop on the larger screen. One benefit is that you don't need to log in on the TV. But getting the cast to work can sometimes be frustrating and may require a little technical know-how. Connecting a laptop to the TV. To do this, you may need to bring an HDMI cord to plug into the TV, and you may need to change the input on the TV remote and adjust your laptop's display settings. Next, you might never stop paying for that new car. Subscription fees come to vehicles. Until recently, buying a car meant full ownership. Pay for it and you own it. But now, many automakers charge subscription fees for extras, such as remote locking through a phone app, hands-free driving, or electronic parking assistance. Just one subscription feature at $20 a month could cost you around $2,500 for the life of the vehicle. Brian Moody, executive editor at Kelley Blue Book, says car buyers should take a technology test drive. How that technology works for you, he says, will determine whether you need to spend significant dollars a month. And here we have In Pursuit of Wellness. Check out these destinations for rejuvenation. Go with the flow. Some of the Hales, H-A-L-E-S, Hawaiian for houses, at Sensai Lanai, a Four Seasons resort, have warm pools for floating water therapy. Go to fourseasons.com/Sensei, S-E-N-S-E-I. Sudsy Retreat. At Chicago's Piva Beer Spa, luxuriate in a 98-degree beer bath. Enthusiasts say it may nourish skin, add shine to your hair, and improve sleep. Go to PIVABeerSpa.com. Buzzy Napa Valley. Screened in beehives at the Bee Cottage at Carneris Resort and Spa in Napa, California, create exhilarating, harmonious vibrations. Go to Carner, C-A-R-N-E-R-O-S, resort.com. Arctic Yoga. Near Wiseman, Alaska, the Arctic Hive is a unique yoga studio and a superb spot for viewing the northern lights. Go to arctichive.com. Next, we're going to look at some articles under Upfront Live. Smart kitchen swaps. Your cookware may need an upgrade to safer materials. Teflon and other non-stick coatings may have once been kitchen saviors, but we're learning more about their downsides. Experts caution against PFAS, forever chemicals, that escape into the air or our food when non-stick pans are scratched or used at high heat. There's also concern over plastic microparticles from utensils making their way into our bodies. So it may be time to swap out your cookware. Here's what to do. Choose new pots and pans. Best options include materials that your grandparents used, such as cast iron and stainless steel, says Andre Divizcaya Ruiz, professor of environmental and occupational health at the University of California, Irvine. Other good options are ceramic and enameled cast iron. For ceramic-coated cookware, look for products that are PFAS-free, as well as lead and cadmium-free, and pay attention to wear over time. Buy high quality. Well-known brands can be more expensive, but the quality of their coatings is better and therefore less likely to leach into food. Switch out cooking utensils. Unfortunately, your black plastic spatulas and spoons may have to go. Many are made with fire-retardant chemicals, including bromide, which can be toxic. As for their replacements, stainless steel utensils are safe material-wise, but they can scratch ceramic and nonstick surfaces. Wood and bamboo are better options. Silicone is great for cold applications, such as mixing batter before baking, and its soft material won't scratch other surfaces. But be aware that very high heat for a prolonged period can release chemicals in silicone. Next, we have water less in winter. Indoor plants tend to go on seasonal diets. You might think the dry winter air means you should water indoor plants more. But plants need less water in the winter because there's less light, says Lauren DeLorenz of Phillips Conservatory and Botanical Gardens in Pittsburgh. Knowing the seasonal differences is important because people tend to overwater plants more than they underwater them, she says. How to know when to water? Eyeballing the surface doesn't work because soil at the bottom dries out quickly. Instead, stick a chopstick deep into the soil. If it comes out clean, it's time to water. But if there's soil sticking to it, check again in a couple of days, says Megan Kane, owner of the Zen Succulent, an online plant store based in Durham, North Carolina. Then we have stay safe on dog walks. A pulling pooch can cause a tumble. Taking a dog on a walk can be a good exercise, which is especially needed as we age. But a dog that pulls on his leash can put you at risk for a fall. Terry Bright, a dog trainer and the director of behavior services for the Massachusetts Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, Angel Animal Medical Center, offers this tip. Don't start training with a walk. The best place to start teaching a dog to walk on a leash is in the house. I have the dog on my left, and I pivot to the right and give the dog a treat at my left knee. Then I keep pivoting to the right and feeding the dog at my left knee. The dog learns to keep its head at my left knee. Then I start taking steps in various directions, and it stays at my knee. The next place to practice is in the yard, and then on the front porch, and then somewhere on in public where there are no other dogs. It takes a long time before you can walk with your dog without pulling. Next, we have Upfront Tech. This is all from AARP, the magazine. Your guide to the new Google. AI search results are not always trustworthy. In June, when people searched Google for the non-emergency police line in Salem, Oregon, the top result, search result, was not the police station, but the phone number for the husband of AI researcher Melanie Mitchell. He was getting all these voicemails saying things like, "There's somebody driving erratically on the highway," says Mitchell. Others have reported similar stories about Google's AI overview, which is intended to give web searchers the information they seek in a summary on the results page. Why does this happen? Google's AI pulls information from its search results to create the overview summary. It may find reliable information from reputable resources, or it may pull misinformation or confuse satire for facts. As in the non-emergency number mix-up, it may even hallucinate, piecing together a response that sounds right, but it's not correct. In response to AARP questions about AI overview, a Google representative replied, "At the scale of the web, with billions of queries coming in every day, there are bound to be some oddities, and there are with all search features. When issues arise, we use those examples to improve our systems. What can you do?" Shaw suggests treating AI overview like a prototype. Approach it with caution. "We're all the guinea pigs here," he says. AI overview is now a core part of Google and can't be turned off when conducting a search. But you can scroll past it and go right to the web links or use a search engine without AI summaries, such as Dogpile or Startpatch. And next we have Ask the Tech Guru. "I worry a lot about my kids and grandkids when they dash off someplace. I think they worry about me too. I hear smartphones can let you know they're okay without your bugging them. Is this true? Yes. Edward C. Begg, personal tech writer for AARP, says to use one of these. iPhone check-in. This feature in the Messages app texts designated recipients once you've arrived at a location or after a certain time. Google Safety Check. This feature in the Personal Safety app can text selected contacts to inform them that you are starting an activity and how long it will take. If you don't check in, they get a notice indicating your location. On some Google Pixel phones, the app is pre-installed. For others, Android phones, download it from the Google Play Store. Now we're going to look at Healthy You. Seven foods that fight the flu. What to eat and drink to build a stronger defense. This is by Haley Levine. As many as 1.3 million people were hospitalized with influenza during the 24-25 flu season. This year, be prepared by eating right. As we get older, our immunity starts to decline. But if we get the right nutrients, we can help our immune system protect us against infections, says Samantha Heller, a registered dietitian in New York City. 1. Sweet potatoes. They're a great source of beta-carotene, a polynutrient that supports respiratory and intestinal health and increases immune cells in the body, explains Anna Taylor, lead outpatient clinical dietitian at the Cleveland Clinic's Center for Human Nutrition. This is important for older adults, since our bodies make fewer immune cells as we age. Taylor suggests roasting sweet potatoes with olive oil, oregano, and black pepper. 2. Berries. They're rich in vitamin C, which stimulates production of infection-fighting white blood cells, Taylor says. A 2018 review of the studies found that eating berries increased levels of disease-fighting cells, such as natural killer cells, a type of white blood cell, and T cells in older adults. Beans. Beans are high in zinc, which helps boost your body's production of white blood cells. Zinc deficiency has been linked to immune system dysfunction, Taylor says. She recommends at least half a cup of cooked beans 3 times a week. Nuts and seeds. They are rich in vitamin E, which plays a key role in your immune system by supporting the growth of germ-fighting T cells. Walnuts are an especially good choice as they have more immune-supporting alpha-linolenic acid than any other nut, says Kate Cohen, clinical nutritionist for the Lifestyle Medicine Program at the Hospital for Special Surgery. Kefir. Compounds in fermented dairy products, such as kefir, which is like a thin, drinkable yogurt, have anti-inflammatory properties that can help the immune system fight viral infections. Fermented dairy is rich in probiotics, which seem to have a positive effect on the immune system, explains Libby Mills, a Philadelphia nutritionist and former spokesperson for the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics. Salmon. It's one of the few foods that provides vitamin D, which plays a huge role in regulating your immune system, says Jennifer McDaniel, owner of McDaniel Nutrition Therapy in Clayton, Missouri. A 2020 study found people with vitamin D deficiency were almost twice as likely to test positive for COVID-19. And finally, garlic. It's rich in a compound called alin, which may be the source of its immune-boosting power. A 2020 review found that garlic seems to stimulate cells related to immune system function. The author of this piece, Haley Levine, is a contributing writer and an award-winning medical and health reporter. And also under Healthy You, we have natural cures for jangled nerves. Proven ways to calm your anxiety, focus your mind, and free yourself from dread. Anxiety is part of the human experience. It transcends age, gender, socioeconomic status, cultural backgrounds, and even celebrity. In 1967, while performing a concert in New York's Central Park, Barbra Streisand bungled the lyrics to several of her songs. Her anxiety was so great, what if she forgot the lyrics again, that she didn't perform in front of an audience for another 27 years. The good news is that the same brain that creates anxious thoughts can also subdue them. Here's how you can quell your unease. Get excited. Harvard Business School researcher Dr. Allison Wood Brooks subjected study participants to a series of stressful tasks and instructed them to say out loud either, "I am anxious," or "I am excited," or nothing at all. The excited participants performed better every time. Just by saying, "I am excited," you can transform your anxiety into enthusiasm. Reframe your worries. Cognitive behavior therapy, CBT, teaches people to change their negative thought patterns to more positively manage their emotional responses. To get started, 1. Identify anxiety-provoking thoughts. Sometimes we run from anxious thoughts and feelings. Recognizing and acknowledging them can make them more manageable. 2. Challenge these thoughts. Ask yourself, is this anxious thought based on facts or assumptions? Are there other ways to look at this situation? What would I tell a friend who had this thought? 3. Develop more positive thoughts. For example, instead of thinking, "This project is going to be a disaster," you might reframe it as, "There certainly are challenges, but I'm going to plan carefully and ask for support." 4. Practice mindfulness. Anxiety is almost always focused on an uncertain future. Mindfulness means paying attention on purpose in the present moment. Breathe and hum. When you're anxious or fearful, our breathing becomes erratic, shallow, and fast. If you can't calm your breathing, try to hum, chant, or sing. These actions activate the vagus nerve, the long cranial nerve that extends from your brainstem all the way to your pelvic floor, and plays a crucial role in stimulating the part of your brain that controls anxiety. Consider supplements. But speak to your doctor first, as many supplements can interact with prescription medications. B vitamins are vital for the production and regulation of neurotransmitters, which play significant roles in mood regulation. One study found that people who took 100 milligrams mg of vitamin B6 every day for a month reported less anxiety and depression. I recommend the full complement of B vitamins, which is often sold as B50. Omega-3 fatty acids, including EPA and DHA, support brain health and reduce anxiety, but people often do not take a sufficient dose. One meta-analysis found that those taking at least 2,000 milligrams of EPA and DHA daily saw reduced overall anxiety levels. A dose below 2,000 did not achieve this effect. Choose an omega-3 supplement with EPA and DHA in about a 1-to-1 ratio. Kava has active ingredients called cavalactones, which can help relieve anxiety, protect neurons from damage, and improve sleep. I always have kava tea with me. Lavender, diffused or inhaled directly, can have immediate calming effects. While most essential oils are not meant to be taken orally, an exception is lavender. In a formulation called Silaxan, it has been found in studies to reduce anxiety levels comparable to benzodiazepines. The standard dose is 80 milligrams daily. It is safe to take up to 160 milligrams per day. inositol is found in small amounts in fruits, beans, grains, and nuts, and can be taken as a supplement to treat anxiety and panic attacks. I usually have people begin with 3 grams and slowly increase their dosage to about 12 grams. Magnesium supplements have been found to be effective in reducing anxiety. I recommend 400 milligrams daily of magnesium citrate or glycinate. I also recommend a hot bath with 1 cup of Epsom salts, which is magnesium sulfate, added to the bath water. The magnesium from the Epsom salts is absorbed through your skin. Then we have adaptogens, are a unique class of herbal medicines that help the body adapt to stress. I frequently recommend ashwagandha. That's spelled ashwagandha, which helps reduce anxiety, lowers cortisol levels, and can improve sleep. The dose is 300 milligrams twice daily of this extract. Download anxiety-busting apps. I recommend mind-body apps to virtually every patient I see. There are many to choose from, but I especially like Insight Timer, which has more than 300,000 free guided meditations, as well as a paid subscription option, and Unwinding Anxiety $29.99 per month, which was developed by psychiatrist Dr. Judd Brewer. Get under a weighted blanket. A meta-analysis found that 63% of people using them reported a reduction in anxiety symptoms. Per studies, the ideal blanket weight can be up to 10% of your body weight. Try a vagus nerve stimulating device, VNS. Sensate is a palm-sized device you position over your sternum that works by toning the vagus nerve, a master controller of anxiety, and I have found it highly effective for my patients who complain of anxiety. Another VNS device is AlphaStim, which clips onto the earlobe. It is available online and at some VA medical centers. GammaCore is a third vagus nerve stimulator that delivers mild electric signals to the neck. It has been FDA cleared for migraines. Important note, if you have a pacemaker or other implanted device, be sure to check with your primary care doctor before using any of these devices. Well, folks, we have run out of time for today's episode of Modern Maturity. Be sure and listen at the same time next week. I do hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Karen Edwards, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Modern Maturity is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us, 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. And thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.